Hi, everyone. It's Wombat from Cheap Ass Gamer talking about E3 Day 2, talking about the Ubisoft, Sony, and Nintendo press conferences, of which I just watched all three. Actually, not quite just watched, but you know what I mean. Ubisoft was, you know, it was good. It was fine. Far Cry 5, I was excited for it before. I'm still excited for it. Assassin's Creed Origins looks interesting. I like the Egypt idea. I'm not against it. I can't believe they have a Toys to Life game. It seems a little late to the party, to put it nicely. I don't know who's going to be into that, but well, you know, we'll see. I feel like they had other things, but I honestly don't remember off the top of my head, and I'm not in front of a computer. So, you know, if they had anything else, really, it's all about Far Cry 5 right now. I'm very excited for that. It feels like it's a ways away, even though it's only early next year, which I guess is a ways away. After that, there was Sony, which had a lot of technical difficulties in their stream, if you watched it. I mean, certain things look all right. The cute game with the fox looks cute. My son saw some of that. That looks like a cute game. What else was there? Or was that with the Ubisoft press conference? Shows what I remember. There was God of War, which looks like more God of War. Although I guess you're supposed to, his son can do stuff too. I don't know. I'm on the fence about that. You know, Shadow of the Colossus remaster is something I guess some people need. What else was there at Sony? I mean, Spider-Man is pretty much the best thing they got going, I thought, on that whole press conference. I could see why they saved it for last. I don't think I'm really interested in another game from the makers of Heavy Rain, but that's just me. If that's your thing, good for you. Yeah. Oh, and I guess they announced Beyond Good and Evil 2 at the Ubisoft one. I guess I should bring that up. That's exciting. So yesterday had some fairly exciting announcements. Nothing that seems to be coming soon. I mean, most of the coming soon stuff that I guess was exciting from yesterday was, in addition to Destiny 2, I'm going to throw that out there. There's a good 80% chance that I get Destiny 2 the day it comes out, despite what Cheapy and Shipwreck would probably have to say about that game. But I'm interested in the Mario Rabbids game. I think that looks kind of neat. That XCOM style strategy game could be a lot of fun to play on the train. The new Mario game, which I'm actually now watching the live stream of gameplay, looks like a really good Mario game. And you can't go wrong with that, I think. So that'll be nice. I don't think I'm going to get the Legend of Zelda DLC, although I'm sure there are some people out there that are very excited for that. So, and also, you know, as my wife said, who was sitting next to me on the couch while we watched it, it looks like Nintendo's going to have a really good E3 next year with all the announcements that they made for really cool games that are coming out a year or more from now, like a new Pokemon or a new Metroid. But it's really cool to see that on this current console, they're going to have the franchises that we're looking for. And that's really, you know, it, I guess. Exciting stuff. We'll see what happens. I'm sure I'll talk to everybody when everyone is back home. And thanks a lot. Bye.